Good afternoon, everyone. Today I'm going to discuss about chapter 4, Human Development. In this chapter, we have to explain growth and development and its meaning. Human Development Index, 4 pillars of human development, 4 approaches of human development, gender-related development index, human poverty index, measurement of human development index, and different rank of human development index in various countries. So first, we have to discuss about the basic difference between growth and development. So here is some points that clearly define the difference between growth and development. First is, growth is quantitative change, where development is qualitative change. Second is, growth is value neutral, and development is always value positive. You know, growth sometimes may be positive or negative, but development is always positive change in quality. Keep in mind, any positive change in quality is called development, but growth doesn't consider it as positive only. It is positive or negative. The concept of human development was introduced by Sir Mehboob Ul-Haq and Professor Amartya Sen in late 80s and early 90s. According to Amartya Sen and specifically Dr. Mehboob Ul-Haq, who is the father of Human Development Index, that means Dr. Mehboob Ul-Haq, a Pakistani economist, he first invented different indicators or pillars of human development so that nowadays we can easily calculate human development index. And according to this human development index, we considered our world countries. That means, according to this UNDP report or United Development Nation Program report of human development, among 189 countries, there are three type of category exist. One is developed country, second one is developing country, and third one is underdeveloped countries. You know, Human Development Index or Human Development Report, every year published by United Nations Development Program. In this Human Development Report, there is lots of elements are there, but according to Dr. Mehboob Ul-Haq, there are 4 important pillars that exist in human development. These 4 pillars you have to study properly, because many times in board examination this question was came that define the 4 pillars of human development. So we have to study about the 4 pillars of human development. So first pillar is equity, second is sustainability, third is productivity, and fourth is empowerment. So equity, sustainability, productivity, and empowerment. These 4 are important pillars of human development. First is equity. You know, equity means equality. According to our constitution, there is a right that is called right to equality. In this case, the same term is exist. Equity means equal opportunity to access different socioeconomic elements like education, job, proper lifestyle, food, cloth, shelter, security, etc. So this equity is an important pillar of human development. The next pillar is sustainability. You know, sustainability means sustainable development. You know, meeting the needs of today without compromising the ability of satisfying the needs of future generation. That is the main terms of sustainable development. On the other hand, you can say sustainable development is a development that meets the needs of present generations without hampering the needs of future generation. That is called sustainable development. In the second point, sustainability indicates the sustainable development of usage proper and scientific way of natural elements and different types of socioeconomic goods. so that our future generation can access such type of items, basically non-renewable goods or resources. That is the main terms of sustainability. The third is productivity. You know, productivity is important because productivity here means human labor productivity or productivity in terms of human work. You know, according to economics, there is different type of economic activity like primary, secondary, tertiary, quaternary and quinary activity. So engagement in different sector of economy, that is belongs to productivity. That means each and everyone, in spite of sex, religions and other element, they have right to engage economic activity like and by. So this is most important. The fourth important is empowerment. You know, empowerment means to have power to make choice. Such power comes from increasing freedom and capability. So this empowerment is a freedom of people to influence development and decisions that affect their lives. To empower people, government need to take an improvement or implement people-centric policies. But in spite of this, for an example in India, till now 22% of youth is unemployed nowadays. Even after due to this coronavirus nowadays, you know, many people or many workers have to lose their jobs due to this economic crisis. So these are four pillars you have to study properly so that you understood the Human Development Index. So four pillars, again I say, equity, sustainability, productivity and empowerment. Next thing is most important, because I have to explain the approaches of human development. You know, some important approaches of looking at the problems of human development are, first one is income approach, second welfare approach, third basic need approach, fourth capability approach. So these four approach or approaches are most important in explanations of human development. So first one is income approach. You know, this income approach is one of the oldest approach of human development. So income approach is one of the oldest approach in human development. Human development is seen as being linked to income because, you know, without income, we can't fulfill our basic needs like food, cloth, shelter and extraordinary needs also, medicine and other luxurious elements. So without income, there is no level of increasement of development. That is why we need to study the income approach, where the idea is that level of income reflects the level of freedom an individual enjoys. Higher level of income and the higher is the level of human development. The second is welfare approach. You know, welfare means, I already explained in the first chapter, that is welfare school of thought. Welfare means human welfare or social well-being. That means fulfillment of basic needs like food, cloth, shelter basically. The next thing, this approach looks at human beings as beneficiaries or target of all development activities. The approaches argues for higher government expenditure on education, health, social, secondary and amenities and especially social elements to develop the economic conditions in that particular society or country. That is the meaning of welfare approach. So welfare approach deals with fulfillment of basic needs and extraordinary needs. Third is basic need approach. So here is the important is basic need. It is quite different from welfare approach, because in this approach, the basic need approach was initially proposed by International Labour Organization. The six basic needs of this approach explain are health, education, food, water supply, sanitation and housing. These six important basic needs are identified by International Labour Organizations as well. So the question of human choice is ignored and the emphasis on the provision of basic needs to define the section. That is why basic need approach is important nowadays. You know, nowadays international labor organizations modify these six basic needs, and there is more than six basic needs are there, including higher education, including mass development, including social development, including cultural landscape development, etc. So last thing is capability approach. You know, capability approach is a modern term. Professor Amartya Sen proposed this capability approach in welfare economy, and because of this he got Nobel on welfare economy. This approach explained the capability of humans or building human capabilities in areas of health, education, and access to resource is a key to increase human development. So this capability approach help in building of human capabilities in terms of health, education, and access natural and human resources properly. So these are four approaches of human development. To explain some important information regarding human development index. You know, in human development index, there is four important goalposts are exist. So the important four goalposts or indicators during the calculation of human development index are: first one is life expectancy at birth, second one adult literacy rate, fourth one combined gross enrollment ratio, and last one GDP or gross domestic product per capita purchasing power parity US dollar. So according to this goalpost or indicators of calculation, the human development index score range between 0 to 1. The closer to 0 value is indicates low human development, and closer to 1 is called high or very high human development index. So human development index range of score is 0 to 1. In this case, I have to say about gender related development index. Gender related development index means gender wise development, whereas there is another term exists, that is GNH, that is gross national happiness. You know, Bhutan government is first introduced this gross national happiness. This gross national happiness encourages us to think of the spiritual, non-material and qualitative aspects of development. Next term is human poverty index. You know, the human poverty index is related to basically human deprivations report that was published from 1997 to till date. You know, the human poverty index is related to the human development index. This index measured the shortfall in human development. So I have to explain some data of human development index and other indexes. So first is, I have to say the 2018 or present human development index rank wise first, second, third country and India's rank. Before that, I have to tell, according to human development index and other index, there is total 189 countries are there in the world. So according to HDI report 2018, rank one country is Norway, Switzerland ranked second, and Ireland ranked third, whereas India ranked 130 and belongs to medium human development index. That is why India is called as developing country, because the value is 0.064. You know, GDI means gender related development index or gender empowerment measures. According to this, ranked one country is Kuwait, rank 2 is Kazakhstan, rank 3rd is Trinidad and Tobago, and India's rank is 153. Next is human poverty index. According to human poverty index, the world most richest country, that is Sweden, second is Norway, third is Netherlands, and India's rank is 49. Next is World Happiness Index. This World Happiness Index is belongs to out of 156 nations. According to this, world most happiest country is Finland. Second rank is Denmark. Third rank is Norway. And India's rank according to 2020, that is 144. But in 2018, it was 140. That means India's happiness index rank is lag behind. That is 140 to 144 nowadays. You know, in this PDF, I also provide you the calculations of Human Development Index, where it shows as dimensional index equals to actual value minus minimum value and maximum value minus minimum value. Actual value minus minimum value and maximum value minus minimum value. This maximum and minimum value you can find in goalpost in the PDF. And HDI formula is 1/3 of life expectancy plus 1/3 of education index and 1/3 of GDP. Whereas gender development index formula is gender health index plus gender education index plus gender income index divided by 3. The last thing I have to say, the level of human development and the magnitude. According to the score, there are 4 level of human development are there. Very high development, that is above 0.800, it belongs to 59 countries. High development, it's between 0.701 to 0.799, it belongs to only 53 countries. Medium is belongs to 0.550 to 0.700, it belongs to 39 countries. And low development country are 38. That is below 0.549. So this is the whole chapter you have to study.